AM. All right, everybody, it is the Money Matters Midday Edition. It is Martin Luther King Day here all over the good U.S. of A. Our guest this hour is the fiscal doctor, Gary Patterson, who joins us. And our phone number here is 888-205-2263. And you can call and ask questions as it pertains to the economy. And, you know, certainly we're taking a little bit of a break from politics. We'll pick that up again tomorrow as the morning show kind of took it and ran with it. We're going to just take a breather. It'll get busy enough for us here tomorrow. So if you do have any political comments or you want to motivate the troops or whatever, you can do so by calling us here tomorrow, 888-205-2263. In the meantime, Gary Patterson joins us. And how are you, Gary? How are you?
Great.
What's on the agenda for today? Because I know we're going to be talking about a lot. Where do you want to start?
Well, let me make two statements. One, I'm going to try to make risk sound a little easier and say that risks are really what goes wrong when you're not looking.
Okay.
People get so busy in their business or their life, they get blindsided. And what really helps a lot is if you can find a way to develop a little peripheral vision, which is the kind of thing that risk management or the fiscal doctor does. When I tell people to stick out their balance sheet and cough, nobody wants to do it. And yet, if there's a chance that they have a tumor, it's really nice if you knew that ahead of time for your business or your life.
Yeah. I mean, it's important to recognize and define what risk means to you and where you are in your life because, just taking the idea of risk and talking about that for a second, there is risk inherent in everything that we do. When we walk outside, we take risks. I mean, somebody could, just walk up and hit us. We could get hit by a car. We can fall down or whatever. And it would be, we can mitigate those risks if we wrap ourselves in bubble wrap, but that's a great price to pay to do that. So we have to weigh the balance between, what we need and can accept as far as risk goes in our lives to what we can't accept. And I think as, certainly the older that you get, the less risk I think that you take in some aspects of life and others you take more, and it's just kind of the nature of it, right?
Well, and the another analogy that's really great is if you think of this sort of like your homeowner's policy, mm-hmm. It's the kind of thing that, we sure don't want our house to burn down or something, and for that reason, we'll pay a little money every year, and we hope we never need it.
Right.
Because if people didn't take any risk, there would be no business. This show would never have been created. This information would never be here. Nothing would happen.
Right. There's no sure things in life, and it's always about making a choice, and there's risk on both sides of the fence. I mean, even if you think you're taking no risks, what you're doing is you are taking some, and it's important to sort of understand the concept of it before you can move into, more detail and understanding how it is affected in your financial picture, right?
Well, and let's be a little controversial here. Let's make the statement, I was ready today. You're seeing a lot of information now where people are calling last year really the decade from hell.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that there are practical things you can do, like we've been talking about, which is what I'm calling the fiscal clinic, because people are now forgetting the decade started off, with some problems.
Yep.
There was a great run-up in the middle. Mm-hmm. And the downside, there were people that made billions. So there were people that made billions on the way up and billions on the way down. And what they did is they used, to some extent, a certain amount of common sense that everybody's forgotten about on these things with it. Because if you don't use the common sense, those are the situations where the company gets blindsided, checks start to bounce, employees get fired, you lose your best customers. And if you'll do something a little more sensible periodically, what I'm calling really a 3-3-3, the good old J. Paul Getty secret, which were once a quarter, take a look and just say, what are the three things that could go wrong? Mm-hmm. Then you ask the people and say, if these things could go wrong, what can we do so they don't happen?
Right.
And I've got another 9 other areas that I suggest people once a quarter look at one thing, because...
Can you go through some of those? I think they're real important.
The first one, if we talk a little, we've discussed briefly the John Paul Getty and what he did. So if we do that once a quarter, the second thing I'm saying is really it's time to be able to ramp up on a dime.
Yeah.
Things are changing so fast out there.
Right, yeah. So what do you mean by ramp up what?
Ramp up may be for someone, we've just had a group in the construction business. If you get this really great contract and all of a sudden you needed to do a $2 to $5 million contract, what would you do?
Yeah.
If you got this contract and you just said, great, I want it, I haven't done anything to prepare for it, it could be a disaster.
Right, right.
And yet if you go hire five other people thinking you're going to get this contract and you don't get it, then you're in the horrible situation. You're having to fire people.
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to either move up or down. You get the new contract, you know what to do. If your business drops off 25%, and hopefully none of that will happen again, but there were people last year in the tool and die industry and other areas who lost 25, 50, 75% of their business went away overnight.
Wow. Yeah. And that's a pretty substantial thing to happen to you in life.
Oh yes,
you know? Go through some of the other ones too, because I know you're a big proponent on the cash being king and cash rules.
Exactly. If there ever was a time when it was important to have enough cash, it's today. The difference between a company that's marginally profitable and one that's marginally losing money or more is absolutely night and day. There's no way to get cash. There's no way to get bank financing for a lot of people. So if people don't have that access to cash, they have limited ability to take care of opportunities, and their business can only get worse and worse.
And, you know, if you're not liquid in that respect and you're leveraged too far to one side, I know you handed me an article when you came in about some things in Venezuela that can have an effect on businesses here in the U.S., and you want to go into that a little bit? I didn't get a chance to read the article, but I want to give you the opportunity to talk about that.
Well, this is an example of how, quote, things change on a dime, and yet the people who have been looking will say, well, it isn't changing today. This morning on Yahoo, if they will look, they're going to see where Venezuela has said that they are going to expropriate a business chain down there that's partially French-owned because they had the gall to raise their prices after the currency was devalued by half. Along the statement, Chavez said, I've devalued the currency in half, but that doesn't mean any of you can increase your prices in any way.
Huh.
This chain decided that they had to, and yep. So the announcement, they've shut some of their stores down, and they've stated that, well, I may have to pass another law, but I'm going to pass a law, and now I'm going to expropriate the business.
Yeah, wow. I mean, and that's what you can get away with when and down there. I mean, they just have such drastic abilities because of having to be a dictatorship, right? Nobody can really question him. He's a tyrant.
Well, Latin America on these things with it. Some of your the audience who've done business or lived in Florida or done business in Latin America, every 10 to 15 years you see this.
Yeah.
Something happens that investments people have made in Latin American countries that look really good at the time go south, and the investment may be lost. You can't collect receivables.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in terms of managing risk and this invisible risk, this didn't happen in the last week. The currency devaluation is in the last week or two, but people have been seeing this coming for months if they took some time to develop that peripheral vision.
Right.
When your audience is really busy, I mean, out there, it's tough. You sell things. Well, to sell things, you have to make it, you have to deliver it.
Right.
You've got to keep your people happy, you've got to keep systems running, you've got to pay taxes. You've got to do a lot of things, and yet it's so easy to get blindsided by something that today looks like, well, who in this world wouldn't have known it would be tough to do business for Venezuela? It's been happening for a few months, maybe even a year.
Well, you look at all these emerging markets in third world countries where business is done. I mean, they're reaching out to, you know, China's a great example. And something drastic can happen there in a moment, you know, and then we're let in on that in a moment with the electronic media and the instant media. And, you know, we see the example of what happened in Haiti last week, you know, the whole country decimated by this natural disaster. You know, if you take any silver lining from it, just how little of an impact it, you know, they've had from an economic standpoint, because they had very little economy to speak of. What would happen if something like this occurred on a major scale in, say, China, where they have such a huge, you know, hold on the world economy? You know, this is one example, the story that you brought in from Venezuela, on how just how sensitive this global economy is.
Well, and there are opportunities and risks. I mean, this is, and it's a really harsh situation there looking at this, but they're going to have to rebuild a lot of things. Mm-hmm. If you were in the construction business and had the capabilities to build overseas or to ship something and send it down there, there's a lot of things to be rebuilt. There are a lot of items that are going to move to Haiti. There will be a lot of money made, and let's say that it'll be made honestly and correctly. Who would have thought a month ago there would be a need for blankets, for humanitarian aid, drugs?
Right.
A lot of things will be sent to there.
Yeah.
The people that are able to move on a dime are the one that are going to win. Look at, you know, the Tylenol situation. I often use that example when I give this presentation. I'll talk about people that had a business that looked like a really nice business. You sold lots and lots of low-cost items. People really liked it. And then overnight, when we had the Tylenol scare and the poisoning, they had a huge risk.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had what was $100 million recall.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about afterwards how they made lemon from that lemonade after the break.
Well, there's a lot we want to get to. Certainly, finishing up with all the fiscal clinic, you know, what that entails, and all this, the 10 points there that you're making. And then, how does a company survive something like that? Because that happens all the time. A company will recall, you know, an auto company because of tires or meat or, whatever. It's enormous what kind of impact that can have. But for public safety, you do it, but you got to turn on a dime, as you say. We're with the fiscal doctor today. Our phone number here, if you'd like to chime in and talk with our guest, we're here all day. Money Matters will continue until 6 o'clock. Gary Patterson will be here with us for another hour. 888-205-2263.